Yeah, so yeah,
It's like
math.
10, 5 a.m. here. You're ahead of us, dude.
Ooh, snow globe.
All right. Episode 3 of Sacrificing Hour with British Guy. You kept bringing up
Ooh.
Brexit. Did you want to talk about Brexit, or are you just were saying it as a joke?
Either or, I don't really care.
What is Brexit?
Brexit is us leaving the European Union.
Why?
I personally believe it's fucking useless.
It sounds useless.
Because basically, we're just like losing trade at this point.
How, like, you're leaving Bre you're leaving the European Union because why?
Because Boris Johnson,
Who's
because
Boris?
people voted for it, and then like Boris Johnson was like, you know what, let's do it, team. The
Who's Boris Johnson?
UK Prime Minister.
Okay. Look, man, your prime minister doesn't have like an orange face and yellow golden hair, so it's not like we're gonna know.
That's
Give
so true. He's got blonde hair and a pasty white face.
He looks like a fucking Cheeto. Whenever you get like a prime minister that looks like a Cheeto, then we'll pay attention to you guys. So, like, there's just no reason. You just guys are just leaving just because fuck you, that's
Just because
why.
we can, you know? Yeah.
That's weird. That's so weird. Like, I hear about it a lot, and like, I hear jokes about it, but I just don't understand the exact reason.
No one understands the exact reason.
Honestly, I'm more concerned that like my president is gonna like cause World War III somehow.
Yeah.
Because every day I look on Twitter, I always see like something new, like going, "Hey, fuck Trump," and I'm like, okay. I'm at the point where I'm like, should we really fuck Trump? And they're like, yes, fuck him till he's dead. I'm like, okay, I guess. He hasn't fucked anything up yet, but sure, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying
So
I.
exactly, you can't really shit on him till he's done something wrong.
Like, I'm not saying I like support him, but I haven't really seen him do anything wrong. I mean, it's like fucking everyone trying to ostracize us just because of the way we talk, you know?
Yeah, you
Like,
talk funny.
yeah. Like, okay, he said a couple of weird things. Boo frickin'
Yeah.
who? Me and my friends say the same shit every day.
Yeah.
Maybe he's joking. Maybe he's serious. Who knows? All we do know for sure is he's the president.
Can the button and we'll get nuked. How the
Yeah,
shit
man.
works.
Yeah, man. So, fucking stop being so mean. Also, for anyone that's genuinely going to be listening to this in the future, I'm kind of recording this live on PlayStation while playing Minecraft. And Minecraft's glitchy sometimes, so this might just like randomly stop. So that'd be fun.
Well, I'm playing Dead Island right now because they gave up on Fallout.
Oh, hey, guess who's watching?
Who?
Your girlfriend.
Oh, God damn it.
I just looked
Now
down.
I can't say anything because otherwise she'll beat me.
No, you know what I think? I think she should join because I sent her a chat invite a while ago, and she should join our
Wow.
podcast.
You know what? I don't feel like she would.
Well, we'll find out.
She's a very right-wing person, you know.
So, that's fine. It's all about all perspectives. You can tell us about practice. I just typed in, join our podcast. But yeah, no, like anyone listening to this, I'm like recording this on PlayStation. Minecraft is weird, so randomly it might just go, fuck you, and quit. Fuck your podcast! Oh, shit. We should put gravel in this chest. Oh, god damn it. And flint. Flint and gravel. Flint and gravel usually belong together. So what are you playing now?
Dead Island, Definitive Edition.
I used to have that. It was real fun.
Yeah.
I personally really enjoyed it. I actually had, I've only just woken
up and have a busy day and join. If only you still had it, you know, we could play multiplayer then.
I have Dead Island Riptide on PS3.
Yeah, that's on PS3 though.
Yeah.
You can't, because I can get it on PS now, I can download it. Yeah. I think. Yeah, I can download it. So, I don't know if that would work.
Yeah. But no. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was a fun game.
Yeah, it's fun just like smacking a zombie in the head with a
Got some like cheat weapons from a guy that like gave me infinite ammo. So that made it like that much better.
And I don't really like using guns. I'm not sure if they like, you know what, we'll just go beat them with our fucking fist and a boat or, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had, like, infinite ammo and, like, explosive shit, so that made it so much better. I'm like, I'm gonna use all my guns all the time.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. But, like, after Riptide, it was like, I didn't have them no more, so it didn't really matter. You know what's really funny about the Dead Island series?
What?
You're literally on an island, an isolated island, no one knew was coming to the island, and yet you're killing probably, like, the population of North Korea.
Yeah.
And yet somehow there's still more zombies to kill.
Yeah. They like, just keep respawning. It's like, okay.
I actually
kill, like, the whole world.
I looked at the, fucking, what's it called, the stats that they have, and I straight up have killed the human population twice over once.
Jesus.
I mean, not in one playthrough, but just, like, in general, it's, I commit mass extinction.
Yeah.
And it's just
genocide, like, twice.
Yeah, man. It's just, like, how is this a game?
It's just what the Americans do.
Yeah, man. Oh, shit. Oh, that's a bummer. I stepped on my garden.
No, it's a real, oh shit, there's a big boy here. There's a real big boy here.
Look, man, my podcast isn't monetized, and if it is, I'm going to allow cursing anyways.
Well, in that case, he's a big fucker.
Fuck you. The moment you learn how to curse, fuck you, fuck this, fuck that.
It's okay, I've got him. Yeet. Uh-oh, he's still not dead. Oh, that's fine, he burned to death, it's chill.
I saw in the corner, you know what I like about, I like the Battlefield games a lot. And I like the new, like, updated controls and shit that they have for, like, the new Battlefield games. I just don't like I like MGs, you know that. I don't like how you have to, like, lay down to use them. That shit bothers me. That shit's pretty gay, isn't it?
I agree.
Oh, good. I thought I was the only one. Like, I'm just a big MG guy, man. Like, I want to fucking use those 24/7. I'm good with those fuckers, and then, like, nowadays, games make us lay down and shit. It really bothers me.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, it's a big gun, though, isn't it, so...
Yeah, but...
You can't just walk around blasting it.
Yeah, you could. Some of them. Majority of
yeah,
them.
Some of them. But not
if you're strong enough. If you're strong enough.
To be fair, if you're in the army, you're probably strong enough.
Yeah. Yeah, man. If you're Marines, you're strong enough to carry two one-handed like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Fucking, his movies are probably the most unrealistic military movies ever. He goes around shooting, like, guns that can carry only, like, 25 bullets, and he'll shoot, like, 1,000 out of the entire gun.
Yeah.
His movies are so good, though.
I agree fully.
Have you seen the Terminator series?
Obviously.
Have you seen the new one, Dark Fate?
Maybe. I can't remember. There's so many of this, right?
That's the newest one with the girl Terminator that is, like, not really a Terminator, but actually just a normal girl. That's, like, augmented.
I can't remember.
The Terminator has, like, a drapery place. He has a shit ton of guns because it's sexist.
Oh, no, I've not watched a new one.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll just avoid talking about that one. What about the second one? You seen T2?
Yeah. I've seen all the other ones, just not the newer one.
Has it ever bothered you that, like, the liquid metal guy can time travel, but, like, you're supposed to have skin, and that's why you can time travel?
Yeah.
I heard...
You need to be, like, human, but it's just like, nah, it's fine.
Yeah. I heard that originally the liquid metal guy was supposed to, like, come back in a cocoon of, like, skin, and that was supposed to, like, explain it. But originally, you weren't supposed to know that that guy was a bad guy. That's why he goes as, like, a cop and shit and doesn't do too much liquid metal shit.
Yeah.
So that would be kind of, like, pretty obvious if you're just watching a movie and this guy comes out, like, slithers out of a cocoon of skin. And murks some cop and goes, give me your clothes.
Yeah.
You would be like, I think he's evil. I don't want to give it away, but there's
just a hunch, no?
Yeah, there's just something about him I don't really like. But also, another thing I heard was James Cameron, the guy who made the fucking Terminator movies, was like, yeah. I don't know, maybe Kyle Reese doesn't know that much about time travel. I mean, he's just some dude that's raised in the apocalypse that was just sent back in time. You think he's really an expert?
Like, by the point?
Like, I mean, yeah, that does make sense. But those were James Cameron's words. It was like, I have a theory that maybe this random guy just isn't an expert on time travel. So the rules that we were given in the first movie probably don't matter. And we're like, dude, they were your rules. Maybe he's this fucking scientist. We don't know. Only you know. Come on, man.
He's just making shit up. He didn't actually create the movies.
He's like, oh yeah, guys, by the way, I didn't make any of these movies. It was all Arnold.
Yeah.
That would be fun. It's always been Arnold. That's why he's always in all the movies, even the shitty ones.
We don't even want him in them. He just fucking makes himself in them.
You see Salvation?
What?
Do you see Terminator Salvation with the one that happens in the apocalypse?
Oh, yeah.
I heard... spoilers, you know how, like, they cut open Kyle Reese?
Yeah.
Like, give him John Connor, or give John Connor Kyle Reese's heart?
Yeah.
Originally, I heard Kyle Reese is supposed to wear John Connor's face.
Ooh.
And that's supposed to be, like, how they explain how, like, John Connor always got those scars from, like, on his face. They were, like, surgery scars transferring John Connor's face on the Kyle Reese. Which, I don't know. I think that would have been, like, a total cop-out, to be honest. Or would you be down for a John Connor face swap?
No, I thought that'd be weird.
Yeah, it's like, this is the leader of resistance and we just replaced him.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, he's fine. He can live forever. He's like, yeah, but he's also a Terminator too, man. Which would just be terrible. That would just be like such a cop-out.
Tough stuff you just like don't want to be saying. Just
what?
Just don't even mention it, you know? Don't even mention the fact that you just want to swap his face out. Like, why would you do that? It's fucked up.
Yeah. I love hearing about like alternate ways they could have done movies. Because like sometimes you go, yeah, that would have been like really stupid. And then sometimes you go, dude, that would have been so badass.
Well, I want to know, why is there so many pickup trucks in the, Dead Rising games, Dead Island games even? Like, why is it always just a pickup truck?
Well, there's always cars and shit, too, but those are the ones that you can't blow.
Drive. Yeah. This is only pickup trucks.
Because pickup trucks fucking last forever, man. There are some trucks that you can't drive. You know who drove those trucks?
No.
The white girls.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like a real man drives around a pickup truck, he knows what he's doing. He's not gonna fucking let that thing fall apart. That thing will survive apocalypse.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
As soon as the white girl gets hold of it, you're fucked.
Yeah. That's why we... And plus, like, it's an island. If you're living on a little island, man... doing island shit, you're gonna probably want to own a pickup truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Makes more sense now, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
Also, have you seen the Joker movie? Back to Joker movies and like all their ways of ending. I heard they were gonna have an ending for Joker. I love talking about it because I think it would have been so badass. Where Joker is the one who actually kills Bruce Wayne's parents. You know, like
that's already happened.
Yeah, that's happened once before in a different movie, but they were gonna have a bigger spin on it. He was gonna like start to walk away, and then like shrug. Turn back around and fucking kill Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, that would have been like the end of all Batmans ever.
Dude, that would have been kind of badass, don't you think, though? That would have been like, dude, that would have been so metal. They would have been like, fuck you, there's no Batman in this world. Man, you know what I'm saying?
No, I like Batman.
I like him too, but that would have been so metal, though. They're like, this universe isn't happy. We killed Batman. We fucking shot that kid in the face.
It's fucked up, man.
But they could have done that, though. Because, like, DC now, they got, like, the dark multiverse with, like, evil Batman and evil superheroes and shit.
Yeah, well, I like Batman.
Well, I'm saying, they got, like, evil universes now, so they could have, like, totally done that and be like, in this universe, Batman doesn't fucking do this, fuck you, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, I think that would have been pretty awesome. That would have been so metal. That would have been pretty metal. Just like, this is a dark fucking world. There is no men in tights, fuck you. I think that would have been a little neat. But, you know, we all have our different tastes. Like, everyone hates the Suicide Squad Joker, but I think he's pretty cool.
I think he's cool.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I wouldn't say he's the best Joker in the whole wide world, but I wouldn't go, oh, he's so fucking bad, we gotta, like, make him non-existent.
Yeah. I like Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love, like, the colors and shit.
I like just the fact that I smell like evil ones. I want to watch Birds of Prey.
Oh, yeah, me too. I like how they keep the same Harley Quinn, so I feel like it's like the same Suicide Squad, probably, universe.
Yeah.
Honestly, there's only one thing that really bothers me about Suicide Squad, but, like, if the actor who they picked to play him is pretty awesome, so I didn't really care that much. Like, how they made Deadshot a black guy.
Yeah.
But, it's like, it's not that big a deal, because Will Smith's still a pretty good actor. Like, if they got, like, I don't know, Tyler Perry to play Deadshot, I would have been like, really, dude? This guy? Why is he playing Deadshot? This guy's a legendary merc, and then you got Tyler Perry who dresses up in a fat suit as a woman and then shits himself for like a half hour to entertain us. Like, tell me, name one movie Tyler Perry was in where he didn't either A, shit himself, or B, dress up as a woman, or did both. You're actually thinking, aren't you?
Yeah,
you're like thinking, you know what, you're right.
I can't remember what movies he's in.
You know Medina? Or Medea?
No.
Actually, most of his movies start with Tyler Perry's, and then it's the movie's title. It was like Tyler Perry's House of Pain and shit like that.
I thought that's an American thing, you know.
Oh. He's a really bad comedian. Or, I guess he's a good comedian, because he's very rich and shit. Maybe it's just that I'm white, so I don't get his comedy. And maybe because I didn't see that many movies. But I know majority of his movies, he dresses up as a woman and shits himself, because Medina is his, like, biggest character, and she's like in all kinds of movies and shit. And Medea is just him in a fat suit dressed as a woman. Like, it's not like an actual human being, it's him wearing like a shit ton of makeup and shit. Oh, wait, no. Have you seen Are We There Yet?
Yes.
Was that Tyler Perry or was that Ice Cube?
I thought, I'm not too sure now.
I'm gonna look it up. Hold on, I'm gonna look it up. Oh, it's a film series. There's multiple movies?
What? No, there's only one.
Okay, first off, it's... Yeah, it is Ice Cube.
Yeah.
And it's two movies?
Really?
Yeah, it's Are We There Yet? One. And Are We Done Yet?
Oh.
It was made in... Are We Done Yet? It was made in 2007. Amazon, a road trip collection with three movies, and one of them's Are We There Yet? Maybe it's all the Are We There Yet movies.
Maybe.
Nope. Plus, I'm pretty sure there was an Are We There Yet TV show.
I think there is. Maybe on Netflix, actually.
TV show. Yeah, Are We There Yet with, what's his name? Terry Crews. And it is based off of the 2005 movie of the same name. This sitcom picks off where the movie left off, and now the Nick and really? You couldn't get Ice Cube for the spinoff? He has
not. Yeah, fuck that shit.
He got nothing better to do. He's fucking doing SVU. That's all he's doing. I haven't seen him in anything other than SVU nowadays. You know what SVU is?
No.
It's probably just a American thing. SVU is like a crime show. It's a special victims unit.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. It's a freaking crime show, and Ice Cube is one of the actors that's in it. It's one of those shows that your grandparents watched.
Maybe.
No, that's just how I would describe it. It's like, you wouldn't really watch it, but if someone else is watching it, you wouldn't really go, hey, let's find something else to watch. But you wouldn't go out of your way to go, yeah, let's watch this.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies where you wouldn't go out of your way to watch it, but you're not gonna, like, try to find something else to watch if it was on. At least that's how I view the show. I don't like it, but I wouldn't go out of my way to watch something else. Mm. It's not that stupid. It is pretty stupid, though. But yeah, fucking Ice Cube is like one of the main detectives on the fucking show. He's been in it since the beginning.
Yeah, I still never fucking heard of it. It's definitely an American thing.
Yeah, it takes place in New York, so I feel like maybe it doesn't watch it.
Well, we don't watch New York things, you know, we're not that white.
What are you talking about? You guys invented white.
Yeah, we also invented you. Bitch.
Actually, no.
If I was colonizing you, you would never be alive.
Actually, we're from... I don't know. No. The only reason we're alive is because we wanted to get away from you.
Exactly. You wouldn't be alive if we weren't there.
And even then, it was before the whole revolution. People were trying to get away for religious freedom.
Me and you are related.
Oh, yeah, probably. Most likely.
Yeah.
If you really think about it, most likely everyone's related.
Yeah.
Think about this. But from what I've heard from, like, science shit, and if you believe in evolution, which majority of the people do, unless they're fucking religious, I heard that people are saying that we basically originated from Africa.
Yeah, we did.
And, so obviously we would probably, most likely, if we all originated from Africa, we would probably, like, maybe 20 people. So, everyone probably end up getting together and spread out, and till we got thousands and thousands of people.
Mm.
And even then, the Black Death happened, which really dwindled the population. And I know there were plagues in China and other places too, so it really, like...
coronavirus.
Yeah, that's the next one that's coming up.
Mm.
So, like, the population is always being dwindled, so, like, somebody is somebody's dating somebody's sister.
Yeah.
Or their own sister, I guess. Is the proper word I'm looking for. So, it's one of those things that's like, the more you think about it, the more you go, oh, gross, oh, God, no. Yeah. And even then, if you go religiously, all men and women are born from, are sons and daughters of Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
So, that really dwindles it down to two people. So, we're all related. So, no matter how you look at it, I think we're all related.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I'm pretty sure every other religion, all of mankind probably comes
they're
from.
They're pretty much like the same shit.
Yeah, they all religions Probably some kind
Yeah,
of.
some guy came along and was like, "You should follow me," you know, and they're like, "You know what? That's a good idea." And he just did it.
No, I mean, like, talking about, like, how God was like, whatever religion, the God was like, I want a man. Well, he's lonely. Let's give him a bitch. And now there is two, and then we all originate from that, those two fucking people. Which, if an incest is bad, then we shouldn't be having sex with anybody, period. Let the population die out. Let us all die.
Don't feel like she was saying if incest is bad on life.
What do you mean? Well, you don't agree with incest?
I do not agree with incest.
Look, man,
Incest is a no-no.
incest is wincest. What are you talking about, bro?
Oh God! No police to them watching us anymore.
Dude, look, man, we got Alabama in America, alright?
Oh yeah, it's understandable then.
Yeah, man, that's what I thought. Well, I don't know, I think there are actually some cultures that are okay with incest.
Yeah, ones that need to be destroyed completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Gandhi, I think he fucked his own, one of his nieces or nephews.
Wouldn't be surprised. Gandhi's a weird cunt, you know.
Yeah, he, because I know there's a story of him, for whatever reason that exists, he was with a niece, or maybe like a sister or whatever, and they were like, we should sleep in this bed together, and the only way to sleep is naked. Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. So, something probably happened. Like, no man. Disregarding the context, no man is gonna suggest, hey, we should sleep in the same bed together naked to any woman and not fuck them.
Yeah.
And then, like, throw in that she's his niece doesn't change anything. It was his idea.
Nope.
No, she was probably like, oh, Gandhi. That's a, what's that? Step bro, that's not a chair, that's your face.
Killed no.
I'm good with those step bro jokes, you don't understand. Like the Marines were all supposed to be true, proper, and like the best of the best and all that shit, but like literally every monthly pulley meet. We're coming up with new, like, oh, step bro jokes. It's retarded.
Yeah, you guys are very fucking stupid. So you guys came from the wrong range, you know? The wrong range are the better ones.
Man. You guys are worse.
What?
I have seen a video of a British man cementing his feet into tea kettles. And they were tiny tea kettles, so like he could get like his toes and like half of his foot into it. He couldn't get his whole foot into it, so he had to like walk tippy toe the entire time.
So what's wrong with that? I do that on the regular. I still
Well,
wake up every morning and dip my toes in tea kettles.
so like. Yeah, but that's gotta be uncomfortable to be tiptoeing with fucking cement foot.
Maybe.
Like, literally at one point, because this actually was my, wallpaper for a minute, he just was fucking screaming. He was standing in the doorway because of how much pain he was and just straight screaming. It was just, and it was my wallpaper because it was a black man in a black hoodie. And it was just a void, and he had really white teeth and really white eyes, so it was just a void with just yelling at you, wearing tea kettles on his feet. That
You Americans.
was British. That was a British man that did that.
Yeah, why are you still blaming the Americans?
How? Tell me how.
You guys are always wrong.
Yeah, but at least we don't cement our appendages.
Has anyone ever told you that you can taste through your balls?
Yeah, I've heard about this a couple of times, and I don't want to try it, to be honest.
Yeah, me either.
I heard it has to be, like, super spicy, though. Like...
Ooh, no. Or I'm not super... dip my nuts in the hot sauce.
Yeah, like, not super spicy, but, like, super strong, you know?
Oh, right, yeah.
Like...
Just get whiskey. Dip your nuts in some whiskey.
Some, like, really fucking strong whiskey. Get absolute. Drunk through your balls.
That's skills right there.
Actually, I did hear that there's these Tibetan monks that have, like, such great, like, breathing and shit, and, like, control over the bodies. They can draw, like, water and shit through their nuts.
What the fuck?
So, we should, me and you, take them, like, a year, go learn from these fucking monks how to drink from our nuts. Yeah. And then get wasted through our nuts.
That's a good idea.
And then after
that... do that. We should just go to Tibet. We can learn Tibetanese, it's fine.
Yeah. I'll become a translator of Marines, that way it's just like, I'll cut it in half, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then I'll, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do in the Royal Marines. I'll become, like...
No, it's fine. Like, I'll translate for us. I'll be the middleman.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. This is when they're like, we'll kill you all, and we're like, shit.
Yeah, they'll just be like, we kill you all, fuck all you, and something like that. I'll just slowly turn to you.
Translate into, like, really good, yeah. They really love us, and you just sprint away, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'll just slowly turn to you, like, hey man, your shoe's untied? And I'll start running. I'll just... You'll be tiny shoes, you'll look at me, you'll be like, what? They'll pull out daggers and shit, and you'll be like, what? But nah. Yeah, we'll fucking do that. And then, after we're really drunk, I'm gonna pull out some, like, fucking, like, really hot sauce. I'm talking about, like, Mad Dog 357.
Yeah.
And then, fucking, we're gonna drink that from our nuts.
Yeah. While you're sleeping, I'm going to pour hot sauce on your bollocks.
On my nuts, right on there. Just feel the burn, bitch. Feel the burn.
So that's what you get, motherfucker.
After I leave you to get killed by Tibetan monks. Your ghost is gonna come back to life and burn my nuts.
Of course.
Great. Looks like we got our summer vacay planned. What about Elise?
Obviously. I don't know.
Oh, we'll just get her a straw.
So we can, like, pour horses, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get her a straw.
Straw.
Oh, God, that would be worse. I feel like that would be worse.
That would be so much worse.
Because at least for us, it's just, like, on the skin. But that's, like, going up in her.
Yeah.
That's going up inside me, man. You should text her and be like, hey, Elise, can you drink stuff through your... Can you suck in some stuff through your vagina?
You know what? I'm not going to ask her that.
Oh, wait, no.
She's still watching in the stream.
There's one... No.
Thank God.
She might watch it later. I'll give her a link to it on Spotify.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I remembered. I feel like, you know what? We can get her to drink through her cooter by... If we put, like... You know what an air pump is, right? It sucks in air and creates pressure. Yeah. We make, like, a tiny air pump. Shove it up in her vagina. Just, like, shove it up in there. Boom, there we go. And then we'll hook one end to the straw. So that way it sucks in.
That is not okay.
What are you talking about, dude? Think about it. You're getting funky with her and shit, and then it starts sucking on your dick. Your vagina would have two purposes, man. It can suck Gosh. And blow. Oh god, that would be so bad. That would be that. That would be worse.
Yeah.
Because yeah, once something inside of you, it's like, how do you get rid of that?
You don't. It stays inside you forever.
Yeah, man. That's definitely worse.
It's like, suck it out.
We're gonna have to give her lip to lip resuscitation. Instead of mouth to mouth, it's lip to lip.
So she has hot sauce off in there. Fuck that.
Oh no! Know what we do?
What?
We get another girl has an air pump in her vagina. And then we get the her to suck it out of Lisa's vagina.
Genius.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, I know. I'm smart. We're a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
This is gonna be, like, discovered by some Tibetan monks in, like, the future. It's gonna be, like, 2085. They're gonna be like, who are these people? We need to block list them now. They're gonna be like, oh, don't worry, it was like 20 years ago. They're dead by now. Or they're gonna be like, alright, good. Good.
We just go over like, to the Tibetan monks, and they're like, fuck, we know who you are.
Yeah, we're gonna be like in our 30s, they're gonna be like, oh, fuck, it's you. And we're like, how do you know us? We listen to your podcast. Damn it.
We're fucked.
They're gonna be like, no, 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 don't worry. We know exactly what you're here for. We're gonna help.
Like, we will teach you the ways.
We'll teach you the ways. Don't worry, we'll help you. Dude. Honestly, I don't know. I wouldn't want to try to drink anything through my nuts.
No.
Like, even if it's not something like hot or spicy or just anything that would be normally painful through the mouth. Because you're not used to that through the nuts, man.
Yeah.
So that would probably hurt anyways. Any guy that's listening to us has probably like been cringing the entire time. Like, oh god, man. Why the nuts, though? Why? But the nutsack, though. Why? Alright, I'm gonna explore my map. Okay, so. I'm gonna open this up. I know where I spawned, so I'll be good. Actually, I'm gonna drop majority of my gear back in my chest in case I die. Speaking of Minecraft, if you could have any, like, update or mod that you've seen for, like, Minecraft on the PC or the PlayStation, what would you have?
Well, you'll find some magic mod. Magic would be pretty cool in Minecraft, yeah.
What's the magic mod? I've never heard of it.
Well, it's basically, it just adds, like, magic and that they can craft and you can, like, a wizard and shit like that.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure like, what the exact mod is called, but I've seen, like, people play it.
So it's, like, spies and shit? Or not spies, but, like... Ah, fuck, I can't think of... But, like, spells and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I would like to do, like, the Galacticraft mod. That's basically where you get to go space and shit.
Yeah, I've seen that one. That does look cool. There's so many cool mods for it.
That would be really cool. I think it would be cool. I feel like they should just add that anyways, you know what I'm saying? Just like hey, you know what? Space update.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, man. Hear that, Minecraft? Fucking do that shit. After you fix the crossplay stuff, do that shit next. Because have you checked out Minecraft ever since the newest updates?
No.
Well, they got like this thing where you can like do crossplay with like PC and Xbox people.
All right.
But you need a Microsoft account.
Ooh.
No big deal. You just fucking it'll give you one. You don't need like do a whole sign up thing. It'll just straight up give you one. But like nowadays, it doesn't work. I've looked up like answers and shit, and it doesn't work for anyone.
Nice.
I know, it's so great, isn't it? And it just pisses me off because every time I sign in, I'll like click it just out of curiosity. It just doesn't work. Another glitch I'm noticing is whenever I load up the game, you know I have my custom Reaper skin.
Yeah.
It like doesn't load it, so I have to like always go out of my way to select it specifically.
How did you even like get the custom skin on there?
You had to buy like skin packs and shit.
Oh, right.
Now you can make skins, but like it's very limited. And you have to like buy like clothing items and shit. But no, it's just like it like fails to load my skin. It's like why? What happened? I'm not even in a game yet, and you're telling me you failed to load my skin? Where? It's like every time I see, oh, we fixed the bugs, like, oh yeah, did you? And I'll load it up, and literally the issues I've always been having, I continue
to
have.
It's like one bug that you never actually got, they fixed.
Yeah, it's like, what did you fix then, you bastards? Like, I'm having bugs.
This was harsh. I just chopped off Walker's both hands. He's just trying to bite me now.
He's like, oh,
you headbutt me, what the fuck?
I don't know what to do anymore.
See if I can chop off one of his legs at the same time. Just kind of fuck up this Walker. So he just can't do shit. Oh, I chopped off his leg and now he's dead.
Good job. Dude.
Ultimate skill, dude.
I would love the perfect zombie game where, like, you have to hit him in the head. Or cut off the head.
Yeah. Have you seen,
I have not.
You need to watch, like, a gameplay thing on YouTube after this.
I
honestly, it looks so good.
Yeah, does it?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, you actually have to like stab him in the head and that. With like a knife. It looks so satisfying.
Oh, yeah. I've seen people on TikTok playing it. I just thought it was like a generic fucking zombie game.
That's like Walking Dead.
It's like lit. Like it's legit like Walking Dead. It's not just like generic zombies game.
No, it's legit Walking Dead. It's like Walking Dead something or other.
Oh, okay.
And it's got, like, things for some of the people from The Walking Dead in there. Obviously, they can't have a load of people because of, like, copyright reasons.
Oh, yeah. Or just budget.
Yeah.
Honestly,
in
I
terms of chop off this person's leg.
I always end up talking about like video games and shit like that. That would probably zombies would like you have to hit them in the head would probably be part of it.
Yeah.
Actually, I think you playing Fortnite and I said, oh, we should be able to go down the fucking chimneys.
Yeah.
I think if there's a chimney, we should be able to go down it. It should be big enough that we can go down it.
Yeah.
And after speaking,
Christmas can do it, why can't we?
Yeah. And Father's Christmas is better than both of us combined.
Yeah.
And yeah, every time like they show bikes and shit that's like just sitting around, not doing anything, it's like, why can we not get on that? Why can't we ride that? Why?
Yeah.
That shit's retarded too. Ooh, streamed 50 minutes ago. You know what that means? We got like 10 minutes left.
Ooh.
Let's see, it's 6:04 for me right now in real life, so...
It's 11:04 for me.
So probably 6 hours
in front.
No, I'm just trying to think of like 10 minutes from now. It's 10 minutes from now, so I don't know why I'm trying to do math.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I don't know. I think it would be cool. I think I would love to do like a building game kind of similar to Minecraft. But it wouldn't be good because, like, then you would have to make it all pixel and shit. And I like the new, like, graphics and shit like that. Because if I do that, then everyone will be like, oh, it's a Minecraft thing. And you can't do, like, 3D people in the 3D world and then you have to do, like, 2D pixelated building type shit. Like Rust or whatever that one game that me and you played that was like a zombie game but you could build. Where you put down like the square blocks and they were so bulky and like out of place.
Oh, 7 Days to Die.
Yeah. Yeah, that game.
Yeah.
Like the building in that game just didn't look right at all.
No. It's more of like a repairing a destroyed building kind of thing rather than a. Like make a new building.
Yeah. But still, it's just everything kind of just straight up stood out of place so badly. Sorry, I'm having my breakfast. I'm drinking Pepsi and I'm eating a Twinkie.
Wow, that was a common American breakfast. Right there.
Not just any Twinkie, it's a chocolate Twinkie.
I had a Twinkie like once and it was not okay.
Why not?
They're just like, they're very sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. That's like, kind of the point.
What do you like about them?
They're sweet.
It's like vile, you know? I think like, well, the British prefer like savoury things in general, you know?
My dick is savoury.
Exactly. That's why I love it.
I guess everyone has their own different tastes.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know. You know what I'm curious about, though?
What?
Do Twinkies go bad?
No.
I heard they don't. And I'm curious if somebody has, like, one of the original first-made Twinkies back ones that was, like, said. And it's just, like...
so much preservatives that in there. They're just, like, one of the one things that survived a nuclear apocalypse along with the roaches.
Yeah, man. That's what they should have in future, like, Fallout games. Fucking Twinkies.
Twinkies, yeah. Just, like, it gives you 5 rads, like it does in real life, but, you know, you still eat it.
No. It doesn't give you any rads. It just gives you, like, sugar. Death. It gives you diabetes. It gives you diabetes. Yeah, like go to a doctor and ask for like penicillin, get like penicillin shot and shit.
I don't like the regular Twinkies mainly because they're like it's like a wet sponge.
Yeah, but don't you have like wet cakes and shit like that?
No.
No? What am I thinking
no.
of? I don't know. Maybe Spotted Dick. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Maybe.
Everything always goes back to Spotted Dick. But, I had banana Twinkies once before. Those were good.
They do sound good. I love banana.
I personally...
I'm not playing Rainbow.
Switching over to every game possible. I...
Yeah.
But no, I like banana-flavored stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like bananas, but I like banana-flavored stuff.
I like banana and banana-flavored things. Like, even though it doesn't even taste like banana, it just tastes good.
Yeah. Actually, I heard banana flavoring is actually based off of an extinct species of banana. So I specifically like those bananas and no other kind. I mean, I'll eat a regular old banana, you know.
Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah, I'm not like repulsed by them or anything. But if I had to choose between like a banana and something banana flavored, I'm gonna go with banana. I'm gonna go with banana flavoring. Plus, I don't know why. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm weird. But like eating banana, the fucking potassium or whatever it is in banana, fucking like dries out my mouth. That do that to you too?
I think you're eating bananas that are like not fully ripe. Because it does it to me when the banana's not fully ripe.
Okay, when do you eat them?
When they're like yellow going to brown kind of thing.
Well, if they're going brown, then they're already too bad.
No, they're not.
There's no going brown. They just are brown.
No, they got like brown little bits in them.
Like little bits of brown?
Yeah.
You know, you ever hear bananas are like reversed stoplights?
Yes.
Yeah, man. They got green is stop, yellow is slowly, and red is what? Call the Ghostbusters.
I feel like you should download this app called Air Console.
What is it?
Air Console on
your
phone.
What's that?
Because then you can play Cards Against Humanity with me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I will.
Actually, wait, I don't know. No, fuck, that wouldn't work because you need to be able to hear the TV.
Yeah, no, it's...
Unless I...
Oh, you're talking about streaming Cards Against Humanity.
No, because you need to, like, see the TV in that. Wait, unless I can screen share.
What are you talking
can
about?
Screen share? Can you screen share on this?
No. Unlike your phone?
That's my plan down the drain. No. Basically, there's this thing called Air Console.
Yeah, on
which,
your phone.
Yeah. But it's also like, it's online. So you go onto internet browser, type in Air Console, and there's a load of games you can play if you've got it on your phone.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then you can play it together.
Because it's a guy talking.
Why is there a guy talking?
I don't know, but it's just like, half the things, it's like you have to listen to the TV. So I don't feel like that'd work unless I.
Well, just turn up the volume on my phone.
No, because it only comes to a TV, not the phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
unless
that's stupid.
I take the sound out from my headphones, have it come out of the TV, and I can still hear you for the headphones.
That's a lot of work.
The TV. Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. But Cards Against Humanity would be funny, though.
Yeah. I was very confused for like a split second about what you're talking about. Like, what? What are you trying to do, bro? We were talking about something before you brought up Cards Against Mandy, and I completely forgot.
Hmm.
You dick. I was going to ask you something, but you were talking for a minute, or maybe I was talking, and I hadn't gotten to the asking.
I can't remember what the fuck happened.
I don't know either. Something, Cards Against Humanity, you're an asshole, because that would have been fun. Wait, why do I need to hear the guy, though?
Because he speaks, like, he reads out the cards for you.
So?
Actually, yeah, to be fair, you don't really need to. I can read them for you.
Are you dyslexic? I'll just... Yeah, we could read them ourselves.
Yeah.
Do you need somebody to read it to you?
I'll tell you the code.
To, like, games and shit, and we can play it together? That sounds like fun. Oh, do you have a promo code? Is that what you're telling me? Did you just leave me? Did you just
die?
Yeah, I heard you die. I heard like a thud.
Yeah.
But no. So what, you're going to read me the promo code? I'll get 50% off?
Just gonna... No, you just download AirConcert, I'll literally just give you a code.
Yeah.
And then you just type it in, and then you're literally in like my lobby.
That's cool. Well,
yeah.
You know what time it is, though?
What time?
It is officially 10 minutes later.
Ah.
So now that has been an hour of sacrificing that we have just sacrificed.
And now we play Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah. I will see whoever ends up listening to this shit next time. And me and you might be on this again next time, because I love talking to you. You're my new boyfriend.
Thanks, man.
No homo, as long as you got your socks on, right? Oh, fuck, now this is homo.